most people spend their entire life stressed without ever giving a single thought as to what it is they really want or what's important to them. See, I'm here to cut through all that noise, connecting you to yourself and the life that you were meant to live. I used to slave away at a corporate job that I hated, but I broke through the social norms and pursued my passion. As a result, I own my own coffee company, I'm an espresso sommelier, and I get to travel the world. You too can live a life that you love, but it starts with getting clear about what you want. It starts with a new decision. I'm your host, Donnie Rouse, and you are listening to the podcast, One Life. So this one is called The Turnaround. Are you feeling like your life is in a whirlwind? Do you feel like, you know, are you living in scarcity where you just feel anxious? You feel like things are getting worse? Do you feel like, do you feel just judgmental about yourself? If you look at all the categories of your life, like where are you the hardest on yourself? I am going to give you the secret to reversing that and getting out of it. And I'll tell the secret now. It's one word. That one word is gratitude. When you are grateful for something, you receive more. When you are stuck in scarcity, you are literally robbing yourself from that beautiful life force. You're cutting yourself off from all the blessings that are coming your way. So how does one go about reigniting like the blessings, the gifts, the synchronicities of life? Gratitude is always available to you. The only thing that you need to do is to direct your focus towards it. So let's get it out. Like, what is an area of your life that is not going so well? Secondly, let's look at, like, what have your thoughts been about this? Like, what? Be conscious of where you're putting your focus, because until you're conscious of it, you're just going to keep going down that road, that shitty road that has all the bumps that you don't even like driving down, but you keep going. And then lastly, look for things to be grateful for in this journey. Do as many as maybe 10 items then and watch it reverse. So I was at the gym and I got to say, I was in, prior, 3 weeks, a month, I was going down one of those downward spirals. And I made the decision to start focusing on my mood, checking in multiple times a day to say, okay, how am I feeling right now? If it was like a lower state, I'd be okay, what can I do now to move my to increase the mood, to make it more positive. Sometimes it was movement in my body. Other times it was just literally focusing on something that brought me joy, like travel or looking at photos. Needless to say, I had been in a very high vibrational state in the last few weeks. I've been literally monitoring my state and watching like this little like line curve going tick, 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 and keep ticking up, getting positive and more positive. I was in the gym and I was doing my workout, and a guy that I normally see there came in and he looked like a little bothered. And we started talking, and he brought up an issue with his apartment, because in the past we were kind of having a pity party there because I was having issues in my apartment. So you know what? Misery loves company. So we started sharing our miseries, and then I hadn't seen him in a while. Fast forward, now I am in this great state and he comes in. And he's in that pity state, right? He's in that downward spiral. And we're sitting there, we're talking about the gym. And he's like, yeah, I work here, but sometimes it gets really busy. And he's like, yeah, I know. I sign up online. So this way my name is in the computer. And if it gets too busy, then I can go to management and have them, you know, kick other people out because I have priority. I'm like, well, yeah, you could do that, but like that would literally take probably like an hour of your time. You might as well not even work out. And what he was really showing me was the scarcity mindset he was caught in, right? The looking at that, like it was always like a defense. Like imagine feeling like you're always fighting something. Maybe you feel like that now. It gets really, really tiring, and I'm not shaming him. Because I've been there, and it could be very easy to fall back into that state, that shitty way of focusing. If you don't bring consciousness to your thoughts and you don't reverse it, So as we were doing this workout, he kept pouring on like this misery shit. And I was just like, headphones in, keep working out, right? Because I'm not going to engage in that. I'm not going to bring it down. And in the past, I would have felt like I need to engage and maybe try to comfort him, but that was gone. I just focused on getting my workout. And the reason I share this with you is because what changed the way I felt was by bringing in a gratitude practice. So how does one bring in, like, what is a gratitude practice? I mean, really, gratitude could be anything. It's just counting your blessings, looking for things in your day, in whatever area of your life to be grateful for. I do, I do a morning gratitude practice, but also when I look at the areas, and whenever I catch myself about to complain about something, I will throw a button. They call it the butt eraser, if you've ever heard of this. So one of the most powerful words in the English language is the word but. Because whatever comes after the word but completely erases that which was before it, right? So if you're thinking like, oh my God, I don't have the body what I want. I look horrible in this bathing suit. But it's easy to get back to the body. I've done it before. There's no reason why I can't do it now. But I still look good because I've taken care of myself. But I know exactly what to do because I know the diet plays such a huge part that just by changing what I eat, I can make that shift. But, you know, so as you see, as you start putting these things in, you start to feel better because by adding that but, you're focusing on what you're saying at the moment and you're completely erasing that which came before it. This is just one of the ways to prevent yourself from going down the road you do not want to go down. And then also at night, I do a gratitude practice where I look at the best moments of my day and I look at what I've learned, what steps have I taken, because it's very easy to go through your days without ever counting your wins. I mean, counting the wins is actually, I do a gratitude, I do my best moments. One of the things that One of the things I will do is start being more, I have been doing it. One of the things I will do more consistently, there you go, that's the right word, is to count the wins and the lessons I learned. Because you can go through your entire life without counting your wins. And as a result, you always feel like you're losing. Yesterday was the day where I was working, I had intentions to complete my One Life Blueprint course. In the process of just completing the pilot. So I was like, let me do the last three modules, outline them so this way I can record them and then post them all, and then it's done and I can focus on the relaunch. At the beginning of my day, I wouldn't say I probably hijacked it myself. I had coffee orders. Well, it's not really hijacking, but I had a couple of orders that needed to go out. And as a result, I had to work on creating new coffee labels for the new coffees I got and ensuring that these other orders were fulfilled. And as a result, I took myself away. There, you be very conscious of the words you use. I took myself away from what I was said I would focus on. And when I got to the end of the day, I mean, I did part of what I said I was going to do, part of my objectives, but I didn't do like all three modules, which I could have done, but I was a little bit lenient on myself, which is good because I ended up having a great time, met some new friends. And, the point I'm trying to make is as I was journaling at the end of the day, I was writing things down. And I was like, oh man, I didn't really get that much done today. But then when I looked back, and like I was laying in bed, I was like, oh my God, I forgot that I redid the labels. I posted the new product to the site. And I had forgotten some of the wins that I had for that day. And then I just gave gratitude for that, as well as for the night out. I met some cool guys that live across the hall from me. And we were talking, after talking, ends up like a bottle of wine on the patio. And then another one of my friends going over and we go into the Addition for a drink. And it was just a great night, very spontaneous. So there's so much there to be grateful for. And that's how I forget that that's how I want to live my life. Like I don't have to be so rigid, which I tend to be sometimes. I pride myself on my discipline, but at the same time, it could be to my downfall. But I allowed the life to flow to me. But as a result of that, I was just grateful for the entire day, for the progress I made, for the new friends I made, and for also for being conscious for catching myself when I would go in down that negative path and reversing it with the butt eraser. So let's bring it back all together, right? Like, do you feel like you're just in the friggin' dumps, right? What part of your life do you feel like you're just like, oh my God, I can't get at it? Write it down. Secondly, bring some consciousness. Like, what are you focusing on? What are you saying to yourself? I hear myself sometimes when I'm surprised because I hear myself sometimes. Like, it was almost like a voice screaming in my head. It's like, ah, what are you doing? You idiot. Like, I'll start saying things to myself. But then I'll catch it. And I'm like, huh, wow, didn't know that was happening. But once you bring consciousness to it, you can decide to make a new decision. And then third is, look for something to be grateful for in that, right? Look for, like, what are the blessings in your life? What is this challenge giving you? How will you rise above this after slaying that dragon? Like, how will your life change? Focus on that. And all of a sudden, it'll give you the power to push, and I don't even say pull, like, to get pulled through, right? Push takes a lot of effort. To be pulled, you just have to sit back and enjoy the ride. So much of life is just the focus and how you look at it. One last little rant I'll give you. So cold room espresso, like, I had been in this tug of war for years. And I was talking to one of my friends. I'll give him a shout out, Alex, thank you. And we were talking about cold room, and I had was following like the breadcrumbs, like the universe was giving these breadcrumbs. I talked to another one of my friends, so I started talking about the processing and scaling of cold ramen again. And I was talking with Alex, and he's like, yeah, he's like, you just got to look out at the end result, having achieved it, and then look back at that journey. If in the past, I would look at that journey and I would be like, oh my God, it's going to be freaking hard. I'm going to feel like a slave, not going to be able to travel. But then when I had this new perspective, I looked at it, I was like, no, well, fucking A, man. Like, I get to choose the journey that I'm on. Like, I was starting to get excited about travel and all the possibilities. And when I actually realized that, you know what, I can have this experience, and I can have this experience be the best experience ever, where I'm having it, bringing joy to it, I'm having fun doing it, I'm getting to travel around the world doing it, I get to create all that. All of a sudden now, like, the shift started happening where I started looking forward to taking the steps necessary. And this is something that God's honest truth, I had the hardest time trying to visualize. If you were to say, hey, imagine cold ramen on a shelf and, you know, in stores all around the world, I'd try, but I couldn't wrap my head around it. All of a sudden now I'm like in the airport, I'm like walking by in the airport, I'm going by something like the Hudson New. And I imagine, like, huh, cold ramen in the... And I'm imagining these things. I'm imagining people coming up to me, telling me how much they love cold ramen. That had never happened before. So there was a shift that happened in my thinking that is now allowing this, right? And while it might not seem like much, that little shift to be able to see things slightly differently is now what is going to attract that, right? Because you can't have what you can't see, right? If you can't picture yourself in that villa enjoying it, right? If it doesn't seem like, oh, it's never going to happen, it's not going to happen, right? Who are you kidding, right? You have to be able to imagine yourself doing it. And, you know, the whole law of attraction thing, living as if is already happened. But really, it's like, it's the magnetism is picturing the result, the feelings, everything you're going to get from it. That is what magnetizes you to it. And as a result of this small shift, now all of a sudden I was seeing the world differently. So, and I guess in essence, what I want you to understand here is, one, that gratitude is freaking magic, right? Just by changing the way you look at things, you start to be grateful. All of a sudden, new things are going to come your way. You're going to see things that you didn't see before. Opportunities are going to arise that you were not there before. And that is it. All you have to do is just keep on looking for reasons to be grateful. And then you realize that, you know, you really have everything. You don't need anything. Sure, it's nice. Sure, we all want to have the desires. But when you come from a place of feeling whole, life just seems to flow better. So I hope you enjoyed this podcast. I hope it inspires you to start doing a gratitude journal and, or at least, you know, a practice at different points in your day. So this way you could kind of realign and calibrate and start feeling better. Because as a result of feeling better, you're going to do better and you're going to take more risks and challenges because you're going to enjoy doing it. If you like this podcast, please hit that subscribe button. Share this with five people you think will benefit from hearing this, right? Who's not going to benefit from hearing and learning about gratitude and putting a practice in? Everybody. Share this with your entire family, all of your friends. Any questions or comments, you can send them to me via my website at www.donnyraus.com. Again, www.donnyraus.com. And lastly, if you are interested in joining the One Life Blueprint, I'm going to be relaunching it in June of this year. To give you a brief synopsis on what the One Life Blueprint is, it is getting clarity about every single aspect of your life, 12 categories of your life. We get clear on what our beliefs have been or what our we get awareness and bring consciousness to that area of life. We create a vision. We create a purpose. We create our belief system as well as a strategy to achieve it. By knowing what you want, you also know what you do not want. And what power is it in knowing that what you do not want? Now, all of a sudden, you're making aligned decisions and you're not getting sidetracked by the stuff that's not going to give you the fulfillment you desire. That is the power. So if you want to join in, there's going to be a waiting list. You can hit it on my website, www.donnyraus.com. Just send me a message and I will put you on the waiting list. That is it, guys. Hope you enjoyed this episode. Remember, live fully, live it passionately, and most of all, live now. God bless you guys, and I will see you again soon.